closed ears. Acts chapter 7, verse 54. The Bible reads here, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. You know what they did? Like, just, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. La, la, la. I don't want to hear it. You know, some Christians can be that way. When the truth is being preached, or maybe it's your sin that we're calling out, and you're just like, I don't want to hear it. Let me just tune out right now. I don't want to hear that. Okay? I don't want to hear about not watching TV. I don't want to hear about not watching movies. I don't want to hear about fornication. I don't want to hear about adultery. I don't want to hear about drunkenness. I don't want to hear about sodomy. I don't want to hear it. No, 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 no. You got a problem if that's you. You're stopping your ears of the Word of God. And look, again, sometimes, man, the Word of God is just offensive sometimes, okay? Christ is offensive sometimes. But here's the thing. If we just are willing to receive it, God will instruct us. God will teach us to do His will, okay? The Bible says, unite my heart to fear thy name. How do we do that? Through God's Word. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, the Bible says. That we talk about the mercy, but what about the truth? The truth comes from God's Word. Thy word is truth. But sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. But sometimes people just want to stop their ears at it. And yeah, we know churches, we know Christians who do that all the time, right? It's just like, well, the Bible says it. It's like, I don't want to hear it. No, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about it. And it's just like, are you stopping your ears at God's word? Don't even listen to me. Let me just text you the verses, you know? I won't send you after the tribulation, I promise, okay? I'll just send you the verses that are found within after the tribulation. How about that? You know, and she said, no, I don't want to hear, I want to live in La La Land. I want to live in Candy Land. I want everything to be pre-trib and all these things. I don't want to have to worry about any of these things. Don't stop your ears at these things. And let me say this, you're here today because you didn't stop your ears when these doctrines were preached, right? You heard it, it's just like, that's true. But so many people are just like, I don't want to hear that. No. And they stunt their growth because of it. Go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Preaching hurts sometimes, you know? Amen. You know, when we start talking about effeminate men, that hurts a little bit to some people, you know? When we talk about, hey, don't act like a little queer, that hurts sometimes, okay? But we're not here just to bash into her. That's not our goal here. Our goal is to help you, to mold you, to help you to be complete. Because preaching helps us to do that. Amen. Psalms 119:71 says, it is good for me that I have been what? Afflicted, not caressed. It doesn't say it's good for me that I have been caressed and rubbed and patted on the back. No, afflicted, it says. Amen. It's good that it hurt. Why? That I might learn thy statutes. You know, pain teaches us. That's what the Bible teaches us, to spank our children. Why? Because pain teaches us. Yes. Amen? Yes.